Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Well, hello and welcome everyone to the Intuitive Transformations radio show, where you will find tools that you can use to change and transform your life right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness at omtimes.com. This is Sylvia Henderson, your host, and if you would like to learn more about me and the work that I do, then please feel free to visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. And when you're there, be sure to sign up and join my email group so that you can receive a complimentary 20-minute healing meditation that I created to assist you as we all move forward into the new year, which seems to be fraught with yet so many unforeseen opportunities and dramatic changes. This healing meditation is called Healing Fear During Uncertain Times. But it's not so much about healing fear, it's much more about releasing fear. Releasing fear and anxiety and worry, because those are the energies that really paralyze you and stop you from experiencing the true power you hold within to create your own reality on a very high level. So I really cannot stress enough just how important it is that we focus on releasing our fears and our anxieties and our worries as we embark upon a brand new world, really. We're leaving a 9-year, we're moving into a 1-year, 2017, which is basically a blank canvas allowing you to create what you want. And we really want the driving force of our creative energies to be seated and founded in love and compassion. So today is December 22nd, 2016, and I want to wish everyone a happy winter solstice. And I hope that you are enjoying this month of December with all of the holiday activities that you have planned for you, with your family, and with those that you love. Today I have an interesting guest joining us. He's been on Coast to Coast Radio and the Dr. Oz Show, and he's here with us today to talk about the near-death experience that he had in 1999. He and I are going to talk about what he learned and what he was taught during his near-death experience and how it changed his life and his purpose here on the planet. His name is Tommy Rosa, and he is the author of the book Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, which documents his near-death experience in detail and provides valuable information that he was able to bring back from the other side of the veil. Tommy Rosa has become a spiritual counselor who helps people conquer their fear of death. He is also the founder of the Unicorn Foundation in Stuart, Florida, which is a nonprofit foundation dedicated to educational endeavors and community outreach projects. Tommy was the victim of a hit-and-run accident, which left him in a coma for several weeks. It was then that he had his near-death experience, where he was taken to heaven and met with a master teacher. And this teacher imparted 8 health revelations that are the foundation for vibrant health and well-being for every person here on planet Earth. These teachings that he received during his near-death experience were collaborated in a book that he co-authored with Dr. Steven Sinatra, who is an esteemed cardiologist. And we're going to talk about his book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, and his personal story. So, Tommy Rosa, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you, because I am so excited to share with those who are listening your personal story, because I loved reading your book and there were so many wonderful nuggets. They're literally just stickies and post-its all over your book from the top part of the edge and the side, because I enjoyed it so much. much.
Well,
But
when I wrote the book, I wanted people to understand that my experience going to heaven, and I wanted you, when you read it, you felt like you were on the journey, and I really get a lot of compliments about that, because I didn't want to do a book in the past, present. I wanted to write it in what's called the now, which everything's supposed to be in the now. So when you read the book, that chapter through heaven is in the now, so you're feeling like you're on the journey. I don't know if you felt that.
I did. You did an outstanding job with that, because it really was captivating. And I get to read a book a week, because I typically interview only authors. And so, you know, it's really something when a book really pulls you in and you go, oh, wow, I wish I'd read this book sooner, you know. But tell me, before we begin with your personal story and dive into your book, can you explain to those who are listening what a near-death experience actually is?
Well, a near-death experience is that your body stops functioning, preferably from the brain first. And my situation, my heart gave out. So my heart was not beating for 3 minutes. And during that time is when I went through this beautiful white tunnel of light going to heaven. Now, what else happens is there's certain criteria to a near-death experience. Some people have a life review. Some people see their bodies hanging above the top of them. There's all different types of experiences. But I didn't have any of that. I just went through this beautiful white tunnel of light, going face first, and like time-lapse photography it is. That's how beautiful it was. And felt more and more peace, enjoying the beautiful smell of frankincense and myrrh, and being so relaxed and peaceful that you never feel that way on Earth. And then what I learned later on was that the reason that when we pass and go on to the other side, when our time is up here, the reason why we go through that tunnel of light is so we can raise the soul's energy to the higher vibration of heaven. And that's why we go through the light. And it was really interesting when I found that out, because I asked so many different people that I met when they had that experience, and I asked them, why do you think we go through the light? And no one really had the answer, but my teacher gave me the answer, so that was really good.
Oh, wow. That makes perfect sense to me, because everything is light and sound, and that higher vibrational light, I mean, it's almost like your individualized personality soul needed to be cleansed. Or, you know,
everything in the universe is a frequency and a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in the universe is a frequency and a vibration. The whole universe is made up in numbers. Even the human body has numbers. I learned about how each number represents a different organ. And it's just amazing. Like an artery can have a different number from a circulatory artery vein. Or the heart has 300 different numbers in it for different parts of it. A brain has 600 different numbers. So eyes, brains, and ears have the most, because it's the most complicated function for the body to work. It's pretty amazing.
That is really amazing, because so it's like every number has its own signature frequency and vibration.
Right, and so does toxins like metal, funguses, bacteria, parasites, immunizations. And that's what I learned how I learned to do healing work using a vibrational energy like that. Getting to the core of what the issue is.
Wow,
that's what I first started doing with energy.
That sounds very, I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Rife and the Rife machine, because I know that was kind of a system that was patterned on.
Well, it's exactly that. You're
numbers.
Right.
Yeah, that's, yes. Wow. So,
and
what
the
truth.
Rife machine problem is, though, it doesn't have all the numbers, because over the years, these toxins have a consciousness to survive, just like the human race does.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? They eat away at us to get our nourishment, and then they defecate in us like a parasite with like a fluke. Flukes can be in the millions. And when they do is they defecate chemicals, isopropyl alcohol, metals. They have mercury in your body. They make more mercury. And that's how we age. And that's why that revelation that we have, the vital force revelation, shows you what supplements to take to clean out what's called the mitochondria cell so we stay young. I just turned 59, and I have only two gray hairs. since I've been using that product. So it's pretty amazing. Well,
that is very amazing. I'm really curious. I just turned 59 myself, and I think I probably have about 3 gray hairs. Some of mine is just genetic, though, but I'll, you know, that's really interesting. I'm very interested in that supplement that you're talking about. So
yeah, it's really awesome in the book.
Cool. So on that fateful day in 1999, when you were actually hit by a car, right?
40 miles an hour.
Wow. So
I had 9 fractured vertebrae, 7 herniated discs, 2 fractured clavicles, 9 broken ribs, a collapsed lung, fractured pelvic, fractured hip, and I was completely dead, so I had to be shocked back to life 3 or 4 times.
So during this time, and it's interesting because time in our dimension is quite different than time when you're not in physical form. So because you experience so much within what we would call 3 minutes, but, you know, in our timeline, it would probably be so much longer, of course. But
well, in heaven, 1 minute equals 20 years.
Oh,
20 years.
One of our Earth minutes.
So, yeah, right. So when I was there for 3 minutes, I had 60 years of download put into my consciousness, which I'm still tapping into now. I learn more and more each day as my vibration goes higher and higher. That's what I'm working on, to raise the vibration. And what this book's supposed to do is raise the frequency, the vibration of the frequency, so you can become healthier, happier, and closer to God. That's what I learned all this about. This is why I went to heaven.
Wow. Well, we definitely need that right now on the planet, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going into a break, and when we return, Tommy will continue this conversation. Everyone, please stay tuned. There's so much more to come. We'll be back in just a moment.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well, we're back, and this is Sylvia Henderson with the Intuitive Transformation Show on OMTimes.com, and I have with me my guest, Tommy Rosa, and we're talking about his book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, and his personal near-death experience. And so, Tommy, before we went to the break, you were talking about how your heart had stopped for 3 minutes. You were clinically dead. They had to shock you back to life. But during that 3 minute time, you went face forward into a high vibrational light that allowed your vibration to raise to match the vibration of heaven. So then as you were leaving your body, distancing, separating from your physical form, what were your experiences within heaven when you arrived there? And I know that you met a teacher. And who was this teacher that you met that gave you revelations for health here on Earth?
So here how it happened. I go into this beautiful tunnel of light, and I end up in this room with beautiful brown molding and a couple of seats, beautiful mahogany chairs, and I'm on the floor, laying down, looking face up, but I can't move an inch. But I'm not getting even scared or fearful. I'm at total peace. Then minutes later, I stand up. As I stand up, I'm no longer touching the floor. I'm elevated over the floor by several inches. And that doesn't even bother me too much. I felt like it was all part of what I was supposed to be doing. And then in the distance, I see this beautiful big ball of white light coming forward. And I kind of take my eyes away because it's so bright. And every time I sneaked another peek, I would make out that it was a man. And then eventually, he comes back to being a normal-looking man without all that light around him. And he says to me, "Hello, Tommy." I says, "How does that know my name?" And then I said, "Why am I here?" He says, "Here to learn about life, love, and health." And my answer to him was, "Why me?" And he said, "Why not you?" And I believe that everyone that comes and goes to heaven, they ask that same question, they're going to learn something, "Why me?" And the answer comes back, "Why not you?" Because we're all part of God's plan. Every one of us. And there's thousands and thousands of near death experiences every day. So I said, "Well, what are we going to do here?" He says, "Follow me." And he follows me into this beautiful ocean. And I'm inside the ocean treading water. And it's so blue and aqua colors. And the fish are there. The coral reefs you can see 1,000 feet deep. The whales, the dolphins. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And as I'm lost looking at this ocean, I turn to see him and he disappeared. I go, "Oh my God, this guy here, this guy left me already." So in the distance, I see what looks like boats. So I said, "Oh great, I'm going to get the boat and I can get out and get back to shore." So as the boats get closer and closer, they weren't boats, they're great white sharks. And I start panicking. And as I panic, a voice in my head says, "Remember, have no fear." Now, I'm from the Bronx, right? And I said to him, "Easy for you to say that. You're not even here." So I'm scared to death there, right? I closed my eyes and I thought about that beautiful light taking me to that place. And I opened my eyes minutes later and all the sharks were gone. He appeared standing on the water next to me and says, "Remember this. Whatever you are afraid of in life, you will attract it to yourself. Whatever it may be. Fear of not having a loved one. Fear of not having financial freedom, fear of not having good health, whatever it may be, you will attract it," or the law of attraction. And I really didn't believe I was afraid of sharks, but coming down to it, I was. He said, "If you weren't ever afraid of the sharks never would have appeared." And I thought that was really interesting. That was one of my revelations called faith over fear. And it's a real big one because a lot of us are fearful.
That is so true, you know, and that's very, you know, I've always, not always, but ever since I got into metaphysics and spiritual work, I have really held the belief that whatever you focus on, you attract. And our thoughts tend to be so heavy laden with fear. We're afraid of everything. I mean, it's really kind of mind-boggling how fearful we have become here, especially in the United States, but even, you know, in other places around the world where we have civilized, our societies are more technologically advanced. It seems like everyone's on anti-anxiety medication, or they're doing everything to run from their thoughts because their thoughts are so fearful and all-consuming. So
I love that. And what's interesting I learned also is that a thought is an action. So think about that. If you have a thought in your brain about a fear or about something you don't like, it becomes a reality in a different dimensional energy. Because remember, this is just a dream here. This is not reality. Reality is heaven. Mm-hmm. So we come here to experience a dream in the human body because we don't have a body in heaven. So we come here to have the experience with the body. The good, the bad, and the ugly of it.
So do you think that the whole thing, that one of the reasons that we're here is to dissolve the illusion of fear?
That's one of them. But the other reason why we're really here is to choose the light or the dark. That's why we come.
It's all about
and
duality,
that's how we
isn't it?
Yeah, and it's about paying off karma, too. Now, this is what I was told. This is not in the book, but I was told this is our last lifetime here. So in 60, 70 years, he's going to turn to heaven. Because the vibration is going to change that much. It's starting to go into the fourth dimension now, hopefully into fifth in about 15 years. And then once it completes that, then this will turn to heaven. But remember this. Heaven is right here.
Yeah.
You just can't see it. And I got this gift from a tree in a place called Wave Hill. It was interesting. Mark Twain lived in it on the property. And this tree was 400 years old. It was a copper beech tree. And I was turning to go to that tree every day, and I didn't know why God was sending me there. It was like 20 minutes from my house where I lived. And one day it rained. And I saw this on the side of the tree. It had a circle, had ID in it, two letters. And then the outside of the circle was carved in like energy that cut through the tree. So my spirit guide tells me to go over and touch the tree with my right hand. And in my right hand, I have a cross. And I touch the cross with the ID mark, and I get knocked down to the ground with energy. And that's how I got the healing energy.
Wow.
So I thought that was really cool.
That is very cool. So before you had your near-death experience, you were a plumber. You were not that spiritually focused, correct?
I was spiritually focused. I think not as like I am now, but I had
like
more spirituality. And, yeah, yeah. And, you know, you read in the book about I met a rabbi at a pool when his kid fell, and he went to hit his head, and I stopped him hitting his head, and he invited mm-hmm. me to his religion show called Religion on the Line. And I became really active down there with a program where to volunteer in New York. So I would send out self-addressed envelopes to people, and I would talk about that on the radio show. So I was doing things to help humanity before my accident.
But not with this awareness that you have today, where you're working with spiritual guides and you're channeling healing energy and you're really stepped into this is my purpose now, to help humanity awaken and implement these revelations that I received, right?
I have two purposes, I believe. One mm-hmm. purpose is to have people conquer the fear of death because we don't
mm-hmm.
die. The body does, but our soul doesn't. And the other one is to learn to love ourselves unconditionally. When you don't love yourself unconditionally, you're going to create havoc on the human body.
That is key. I mean, because I believe that when we step into hatred, that's still self-hatred, being misprojected outward. And when we can really have that energy of self-love, then life supports us so magnificently because we're not giving it reasons not to. It's designed to support us, right? The universe is designed to support us and provide.
When you love yourself, the universe loves you back.
Exactly.
The universe loves you back because it feels the love coming off of you. The universe is aware of everything that our conscious minds do. So I have an affirmation I wrote, not in the book, but I might be in the book. Positive attitude will bring positive results. There'll be no room for negativity in my life now from this day forth. And that's really what I say every day when I wake up in the morning. Because if I have a negative thought, I start to make things really get bad. If I don't feel good, I still feel excellent. I have pain, I feel like I'm great. And that's how you have to get through it.
Well, you know, I love this, but I will tell you this, there's going to be people listening and they're going to go, I wish it were that easy. I know that's what they're thinking. I wish it were that easy because they have meditated or focused so much on everything that could go wrong. It's so hard for them to turn that around. And it's interesting that one of your purposes is to help people get over their fear of death. Because in some ways, that's what I think people are trying to avoid by all of this worry and anxiety. Somehow every decision seems almost life.
Well, Dr. Sinatra had a problem with fear of death, too. And once he met me, I worked with him, it went away. And that's really got us really close because he had seen a lot of people die in his time as a cardiologist. and he was fascinated by it, not, me having no fear of death.
So how do you help people with that? Move beyond their fear of death in particular? Because if you can move beyond that, then you won't be afraid of anything really in life, right?
Right, that's right. So what I tell people is this. Just imagine your body is a vessel of the soul, and your soul always lives. It never dies. And then when the body dies here in this dimensional energy, because think of it as the Matrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty funny. The Matrix is they're in that one world, and then they're in this negative world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But everything has to happen in the other world first, right? So it's the same thing with heaven. We have duality here. We have a divine self that's in heaven, and we have a physical self that's here. That's why when you pass on, you're already in heaven because you're here already. In both places. And the soul disconnects from the body and goes back to the soul in heaven.
So why do you think it is that humanity is so afraid of dying? Is it just because it's an unknown?
An unknown, and it sounds very final.
Because there's something within
us. I've been dead three times already, so I don't even worry about it anymore.
So there's something within us that knows, though, that knows that we really are eternal beings. And this illusion of that not being the truth creates the fear?
We forgot about it. You know, kids up to 6 years old have no fear of death at all because they can see the other side.
Right, the veil's thinner. Well, we're going into another break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay tuned for more with Tommy Rosa and his amazing story about his near-death experience that will help you in your life. We'll be back in a minute.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Well, Tommy, now that we're back from the break, I would love to talk a little bit about the health revelations that you did receive, because there were eight of them. And I know, I just opened your book twice today, and it's to the same page, and it's your heart should lead you through life, which is one of the principles that something you talk about in the revelation on purpose, of purpose, which is the last one that you list. But can we just kind of run through all eight of them? I know the first one is connection. So what do you mean by connection?
That's interesting, because I asked this question three or four times because it was so easy to understand, I just couldn't believe it. And what my teacher told me was that each and every one of us in the whole universe, everything in the universe, is all connected to each other and to God mm-hmm. through a divine spark. Even an ant has a divine spark in it. So, which I thought was really fascinating. And if your consciousness is very negative and fearful and you're angry, that's going to affect everybody that's around you. And you don't want that. Because then it can multiply from one person to 10 to 20 to 100 to 1,000 to a million. Just take, for instance, 9/11. Everyone ran to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were afraid of being bombed and going to be dead, right? So they all ran to church. The consciousness was all there. They all ran there. When the miners got freed, everyone rejoiced because it's a reaction from one person to the next. It keeps going through the conscious mind. You ever get the phone call and you say, oh, I just was thinking about you? Because we're all connected to each other. There's no separation. It's only an illusion.
Exactly. There is this collective consciousness. And when you were talking, the thing that popped into my head is that Facebook is kind of a metaphor, or even though it's a physical thing, of that reality of how connected we are. I mean, and you can tell that it, you know, when everyone's thinking positively, the pages or the postings are positive. When everyone's thinking negatively,
right, yes.
It's like the majority of the postings tend to be. And it really is a wonderful physical reflection of what's going on within the collective consciousness of mankind. So after connection, you were shown information about faithfulness. And what were you shown about that specifically?
Well, that's about the fear about with the sharks. And when you have fear, lack of faith is fear. Yeah. So when you have no fear, you have faithfulness. You believe that everything can work out and everything can be done the way you want it to be done because of the higher power that's in your life.
And it really is about connecting it to that awareness that there really is a higher power that we're all connected into, a supreme source of all things.
I got a funny story to tell you. This is a funny story. I was in California one day, and I'm in this restaurant, and this man comes over to me with a walker. He's about 89 years old, and I can see he's ready to go home. You know, he's ready to die, physically, but not really die. So he comes over to me and asks a question. I know God sent him over to me. So I'm sitting there eating, and he says to me, Mister, what do you do for a living? I said, well, I do energetic healing work. I died and went to heaven. He says, I don't believe there's a God, he tells me. So he brings out all these pictures, how successful he was. I said, do you think that you were successful on your own? He says, yes, I did it. I said, but do you think God might have helped you? He says, no, God's not even here. I said, well, he is. And everyone that's in that picture, all those movie actors that you sold houses to, all came to you because he sent them to you. They start thinking. So I was there for 6 days straight having lunch. Every day he came over to me and he asked more questions. So on the sixth day, I was ready to go back to Florida. I says, Mr. Silverman, let me ask you a question. I know you believe there's a God, and that's why you keep asking me these questions, because you can't figure it out yet, but now you're figuring it out. And he says, you're right. So that was my job, to bring him closer to God. Isn't that interesting?
I love that story. You know, and it doesn't take much. It just takes
that
poignant moment to instantly change a paradigm. So
I really believe that God puts everyone in our path for a reason.
We're not really
sure of the reason, but if you look back on it, even how I met Dr. Sinatra was an interesting story. He was at a conference, and I had read his book to help my heart disease, and my wife is intuitive too, and she packed this stuff called therapeptase. And I told her I didn't need it because I do supplements on 4 weeks and off 2 weeks. So your body doesn't get used to everything all the time, and it works better. That's how I learned in heaven. So anyway, he screams out, does anyone have any therapeptase? And I wanted to talk to him, and I couldn't talk to him because there was 100 people around. But when he asked for the therapeptase, we had it. So he asked me a question, how do you have it? I said, well, I use it for helping the arteries and the veins open up and get rid of clots and bacteria. I said, by the way, you got a really bad pain in your hip, and it's staph. He said, how do you know that? I said, Spirit told me. And that's how I became friends.
Wow. That's amazing.
Just like that.
There are no accidents. There are no accidents in
the universe. Even, you know, when you're reading the book, I wrote down how everyone got us involved to get to the publisher. Even that was amazing. How I had a client that I was working with in California who knew this person that was a literary agent in New York. I said, when you're ready, I'll get it to you. So we did a couple things ourselves trying to see what happened. Nothing that worked out. So I called her up and said, I'm ready to see the guy. We went and saw him, and everything fell in place. It was amazing.
Wow.
Totally amazing.
Wow.
But
love that.
That's how it is. And little smart aleck I am, I go into the room with the publisher, right? And I tell the publisher, this is not my project. This is not going to be your project. It's God's project. If you're supposed to be the one to be the publisher, you'll be the one. If not, we're wasting our time. And it'll work out.
What a beautiful example of surrender. That's great.
Right?
So, yeah, exactly.
If you have no fear of something, that's the key. Don't be fearful of anything. It always works out. It's going to work out better if you have no fear.
That just widens open your path of options and possibilities and potentials.
Yeah.
Because fear,
I had no fear of the contract, not getting the contract for the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you put the fear,
because your trust wasn't in,
oh my God.
Your trust wasn't in the publisher. It was in God.
Right. And he says everything. I'm just a little peanut guy here in a big world, you know. But he's everywhere.
Exactly.
Always, I got healed of this from you. I said, well, I didn't do anything. I'm just a plumber.
So let's talk. So I know you've already spoken briefly at the beginning of the show about vital force, which is the third revelation. Right. So what about grounding?
Grounding's very amazing. So he says to me, he says, I give the people ways to heal and they don't use it. And I said, what is it? He says, simple as putting your feet on the earth. And I said, come on, I said to him. He says, yes. The earth has a certain amount of ohms energy, and that energy will detoxify you. It will also raise the frequency of your body, the vibration. And also what it does is thins your blood and lowers blood sugar. So I was amazed at that. And every day when I was recuperating from my injuries, I would go out and ground, even on the concrete, just stand there in the city where I live. And it was so amazing. I can feel the energy come up through you.
So when you
and
say,
now
you
I do,
do
it
you
at
take
the
your
beach.
Shoes off or do you just?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Take your shoes off. Yeah.
You have to, because the bottom of our soles of our shoes are no longer made out of leather. They're made out of rubber, which cuts off.
Right,
that
and that doesn't ground.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why
exactly
so
right.
many
yep.
people are not grounded today, because we've moved into our high-rise apartments. We're wearing shoes that are rubberized. We're not in nature mm-hmm. like we should be. Nature
right.
is nurturing. Mother Nature is nurturing. You know, we call Earth
so healing,
Mother
too.
Earth because it's the nurturer. It's the healer for our physical bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And then
and doesn't cost
temple.
You 10 cents.
Oh, no, doesn't,
it doesn't
it's
cost
free.
You any money to ground.
It's free. Yeah.
God, give it
go
to us a
camping.
Gift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go on a hike. Go camping and sit
you know,
down.
I, when
and
I went to California years ago, the best place you have to go, if anyone really wants to really relax, is to go through the redwood forest and hug a tree. Those trees have so much energy, it is amazing. Amazing, the vibration that comes off of them. So some of them are 2,000 years old. And they were put here as a gift for Jesus, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. I learned
wow.
that in heaven, too.
Well, I know.
And that's why
I
they're very powerful.
I remember as a young child going to the redwood forest for the first time, and just I remember that energy shift once we drove through the
oh,
big
yeah.
tunnel tree. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like
yeah,
a magical experience. Yeah, it really is wonderful. I'm so
I got
lucky
pulled over by the police.
Northwest.
I got pulled over
Why?
By the police. He says, "Mister," he says, "you're roaming all over the road." I said, "Well, can I ask you a question?" I said, "How could I not roll over this road because of all the beauty that's here?"
That's a great question. Great question.
I said, I'm sure I must have been changing lanes, but I couldn't get over the beauty that's here.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
I didn't get a ticket, by the way. It is. It's amazing. And if you can get, if you can just go there for a couple hours, oh my God, it rejuvenates you.
The fifth one is Body Temple. So what is that about exactly?
That's about what you do, okay? What you put in your mouth. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do drugs. All these things, even marijuana. When I think I got my gifts in this experience was because I never smoked, I never drank, I never had a cup of coffee, I never did illegal drugs in my entire life. And I think that's why I had this near-death experience, because my body's vibration didn't have all that negative in it, and I could withstand the accident. And that's what I really believe is. But
wow.
we need to keep ourselves with the right vibration. Organic foods have twice the amount of vibration than foods that have chemicals in it. So you got to really implore that. It's cost more money, but our health is worth a lot more than that. The second thing is alcohol. Alcohol brings in sugar, right? And what sugar does is it causes inflammation and raises cholesterol. Eggs don't cause cholesterol to go up. Sugar does. Because then the body gets inflammation. When inflammation comes on, then what happens is all the arteries start to get tight and stiff, and then you start to get plaque buildup. So sugar is like the enemy of the world, and that's what the Vital Force is about too, not having sugar.
You know, and sugar is so addictive, so addictive. So when we return after the break, we'll talk more about the other revelations, the remaining revelations that Tommy Rosa received during his near-death experience. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Well, we're back, and I cannot believe we're at the last segment of the show already. This has gone by far too quickly because, Tommy, you have so much information to share, and I'm hanging on every word. This has been really good. Before we went into the break, you talked about sugar and how that is, it causes inflammation in the body, and it actually does, which causes cholesterol and plaque in the arteries, and it's so addictive, and it's in everything. And so how can people kind of really get that they need to remove that from their diet? I know it's hard for me, you know, and I don't know if it's because of candida or what, but it's really, sugar is my go-to thing. There's a lot of comfortable memories that I have associated with cookies, you know, cake from my childhood.
You know, when we're brought up as the kids say, oh, do something good, the parents give us a cookie.
Our candy, you know.
And candy is everywhere.
And candy is everywhere. And this time of year especially, you know, there's a lot more sweets,
right,
and sugar being digested. And people need to know that sugar is man-made. Even though they say it's natural, mm-hmm. sugar cane is natural in the cane, yeah. right? Yeah. Or in our fruit when we eat the whole fruit. But when we reach for something that's, you know, just taking one component out of a plant and concentrate it, our body doesn't know really mm-hmm. what to do with all of that, right?
What's interesting is that all things that are sweet raise blood sugar, even sweet and low.
Oh,
because the body can't decipher between what's sweet as a chemical. It just knows it's sweet. Interesting,
wow.
right?
That's very interesting.
It doesn't raise it as much, but it still raises it.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense because there's so many people that are on Diet Coke and thinking that it's going to help them lose weight, and their weight does not budge.
The weight goes up because what happens is with all that no sugar, you're craving sugar from something else.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tommy, how can before we go on to the last three revelations, how can people find your book, Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth, and how can they get in contact with you? Because I know you do some amazing healing work.
Yeah, if they go on healthrevelationsbook.com, you'll see my Facebook page, my Twitter, and also the avenues to buy the book. Like Barnes & Noble has it online. Amazon does. It's in Barnes & Noble stores also.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the life transformation. It's not near-death experience. We're trying to get that changed, but that's where they put it right now. But okay. Those are the places you can get it. And then to reach me is my foundation is called unicornfoundation@yahoo.com. And that way, that's my email address, and you can contact me that way.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about the last three revelations. And the next one is positivity. So what
Excellent.
Do you mean by that?
I mean that everything you think during the day, you want to think positive. And if you have a negative thought, and which a lot of us do, like, you know, you beat yourself up a little bit and say, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that. Change it. I am perfect. And be a positive statement. Take away the negative. And then once you keep building yourself up with the positive statements, you're going to create a habit of the positive statements instead of creating all the negative ones. And how I do it is, when I first got my gift, I practiced it. I would think how many times I said something negative. I'd write it down. And in 3 weeks, I was saying 50 to 60% less negative things about myself or things I was doing. Because you still have to do the positive stuff, which is really interesting. So, you know, it takes 21 days to make a habit, any type of habit. Stop smoking, stop drinking, take away sugar. It takes 21 days.
Yeah. So positivity is a wonderful bridge to self-love. But before we make that leap, you know, so what about individuals who they've maybe had a very difficult childhood where they were emotionally abused or, you know, some physically abused and some even
very interesting
sexually abused,
about that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. My wife was abused as a child, physically.
Mm-hmm.
So how she got away from it was she went to the library every day and read books. She read 100 books in 1 year. So that's how she coped with it. And she realizes now, after all these years, that it wasn't her fault. It was father's fault, and his promise of not hitting her never really stopped because it was a sickness.
Mm-hmm.
But she forgave him, and she's much better off with it. And she says, I learned all this stuff because she does spiritual counseling, and she has a lot of issues with people come into that abuse stuff. So it's interesting
yeah.
how she learned all about that as a young age, and she's helping people with that now.
Yeah, I know in the work that I do, I'm always surprised how many people have had really terrifying childhoods and have never had a way to heal that past. And that really does have a ripple effect into your future if you don't, get the support or the help that you need. And mm-hmm. but it's amazing because time is an illusion and healing is authentic, and it works, and it can really transform those belief systems into to allow you to have more empowering thoughts, more positive thoughts in an easier way, which leads us into self-love, which I think is the pinnacle of everything. If you don't love yourself, then you can't even really love another person authentically.
What do you do if you don't love yourself? You create havoc on yourself, right? You mm-hmm. do things that aren't going to make you feel good. Do illegal drugs, smoke, drink, abuse your body every way you can because you don't love yourself.
And
you're
why
more
is
into
that?
A negative spiral.
And what did the master teacher tell you about why that is so important?
Because the more negative you get and the more less love yourself, the universe doesn't help you at all because it's not seeing you taking care of yourself. You're not loving yourself, so it's not going to love you back. And the universe has a lot of power. So by you changing your thought process and saying, you know, I'm not going to drink because I really want to take care of myself, or I'm not going to eat that sugar because I want to take care of myself, the universe hears that, and it starts to help you and give you confidence.
And I love how you...
No,
I love the caveat of the universe sees you want to take care of yourself. So it's not just stopping the action because of fear. If I don't do this, I won't receive. It's more of I'm choosing me. I'm choosing to take care of my physical form, my emotional body, and my life in a positive way. So what about purpose? Everyone, that's a big buzzword the last few years. People waking up and reevaluating their lives and trying to figure out why are they here. Tommy, did I lose you? Oh, I think I just lost Tommy.
I'm still here. I'm not lost.
Oh, there we go. I can.
Now, the last one is purpose, to find your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. Because without purpose, your body starts to rot and die. And I know that having a purpose makes you get up every day and you want to do it to help somebody. And I have stories about people I met. I sent a book out to one person one day on Facebook. Guy says, you got to send her a book. So I send her a book, and she calls me up and says, Tommy, she says, thank you so much, because my husband died when he was 35 years old, left me with 3 kids, and I really need to know that he's alive. And how did that happen? I mean, what was the chances of me getting her on Facebook and knowing to send the book to her? It's an amazing story, is that one person you help, you never know what that person will be helped for, which is amazing.
It's, you know, just like planting seeds in a garden, you know, it bears much fruit. One seed bears much fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we're coming up to the last 5 minutes of the show. Actually, 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
What is the number one thing that we really must know and understand and practice that is paramount for optimum health and for optimum emotional well-being? Because I think that's where people are most challenged these days, is in feeling good about themselves and their life, and because that has an impact on your health for sure. And so, mm-hmm. you know, what is the one thing you want to leave with us that you feel is might be in the book, might not be in the book, that is really paramount for us to know, especially as we go
well,
into this new government?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The biggest way to keep us really connected is to remember this, that one thing God cannot do, he can move mountains, he can have volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, right? But there's one thing he can't do. He can't stop loving us. And we have to understand that he loves us unconditionally. No matter what we say, think, and do, he still loves us. He loves murderers. He loves everyone. He does not take away that love, the unconditional love. Human love has always a consequence or a reciprocity or something in return, right? But God doesn't have that. He has unconditional love. And we have to understand that he loves us unconditionally. We shouldn't beat ourselves up if we do something wrong. It's not something wrong. I refer to it as a life lesson. We had to learn something from it. And that's why God doesn't beat us up. He still loves us. That's why we come here, to learn different issues, to learn about other people, to learn about ourselves. And how about this one? No one in the whole universe has everything. You know why? Because if that person had everything, they would need no one else to have relationships with or to learn from. They'd be their own island, and that would not be functional for this world. Each and every one of us need to be around somebody to learn something. And not everyone has the same gifts, and not everyone learns the same thing. Each and every one of us has a gift.
Wow. Tommy, that was beautiful. Thank you for leaving that with us to really ponder, because that's what it's all about. It's about community. It's about knowing that we are really all one, but we need each other. We need each other.
Yes.
So, thank you, Tommy Rosa, for being on the show. Everyone, his book is Health Revelations from Heaven and Earth. You can get it on Amazon. Barnes & Noble has it. And thank you for joining us. Until we meet again, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of the week and the rest of the year, because I'll be back starting in January. Take care. Have a lovely holiday.